Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It's too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
My primary complaint today, I've mentioned before how a lot of the NFL broadcasts will try to fit things into their broadcast and act like it's some big deal. For instance, ESPN's Monday Night Football halftime show commercial-free. If you want to do commercial-free football, do it during the actual game and not at halftime. But my complaint, I've already complained about that. This is along those same lines. And this goes for every network, because I've noticed it on every network. These mic'd-up segments on the sidelines where the players really don't say anything, but yet, oh, let's go down and listen in to what so-and-so just said on the bench. And it's just like, hey, man, good job, good job, good job. And then they cut back to the booth. Grunting, sounds of whistles, running, hitting, pads popping. I can hear that normally without the on-field mic present on the player's pads. I need a little bit more authenticity to what you're about to toss to if it's going to take up time of watching the game or going to a split screen. That's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Been watching a lot of basketball lately. My primary complaint is any coach or team that doesn't go 2-for-1 at the end of a half. It boggles the mind as to why, if the game is still going, you wouldn't want to have the extra possession. Teams that let the shot clock and the game clock go under 30 seconds before taking a shot when they have possession over 30 seconds left in the half and don't try to get a quick shot, quick good shot, and go 2-for-1, I don't understand it. It feels like it should be just common knowledge now in basketball. If given the opportunity and you have the ball, go 2-for-1. Get those two possessions to the other team's one possession and don't allow them to have the last shot of the half. It's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
My primary complaint also involves a 2-for-1, but it's the 2-for-1 that was offered to Central Florida by the Florida Gators. Look, we know you want Bama, you want Clemson, but where do you want them? I guess this is going to have to be more convenient for you to play these programs that you think you're better than it is for you to go and collect a paycheck. If you think you can beat Alabama, then what's to stop you from playing Florida no matter where they want to play you? I didn't know there were conditions on how great your team was. Apparently, you can only play inside the Orlando area code because you don't want to travel to Gainesville twice to play the Gators in three opportunities that you say that you need that you'll beat them. Don't complain about getting left out when you're turning down deals to go play top teams in the SEC. You may want Bama, but you don't even want to settle to play Florida. Give it a rest. I'm tired of hearing about Central Florida. Go, Tigers, go.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Penny Marshall died. May she rest in peace. I sometimes use the news function in Twitter. It gives you headlines and then significant tweets about those headlines, which is a good way to find some news. So my primary complaint is half the Twitter news feed function and half people who like to glom on to stories who will be featured in that function, namely Adam Schefter. Penny Marshall died, and so I'm reading the news feed, and it's great. There are tributes from Rob Reiner, who worked with her, Danny DeVito, the Simpsons guy who had her as the first ever guest, Billy Crystal, James Woods, and Adam Schefter. Well, what the hell do I care what Adam Schefter thinks of the passing of Penny Marshall? When I'm finding out about Rob Reiner and Danny DeVito and Billy Crystal and James Woods and the Simpsons guy. Don't glom on to death when you've got no connection to it. Like if you say, hey, I liked her work and I miss her, that's fine. But if you're a huge Twitter presence, what you should do when somebody who dies, you have zero connection to, is shut up And let me hear from people who have actual things to say about the dead. Don't glom on. Everybody wants to glom on to famous death. What you should do if you have no connection to it is shut up.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Primary Complaint presented by Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain Relief. Stop complaining about your pain. Visit the Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain Relief.
Thank God.
Maybe he's just a huge Laverne and Shirley fan.
Call Dr. Gill at 615-794-0800.
Here's the tweet. Tell me how it informs you. Penny Marshall, Laverne and Shirley star and big filmmaker, passed away. She was 75. Thank you for so many laughs and smiles. It's the same tweet I would offer. Also, somebody who doesn't know Penny Marshall. I mean, what's the purpose of that?
I think the...
He is a modern-day Squiggy.
Why is it included?
I think him reporting...
And that's part of the problem. Why is Twitter picking that up and putting it with Rob Reiner and James
Ward? You know what the
weirdest
part of that is? Read the first part of the tweet one more time.
Penny Marshall, comma, Laverne and Shirley star and big filmmaker.
Dies, right? Why is
Passed
he announcing
away.
That? Like, if he wanted to say one personal thing.
He's acting like
he's
breaking.
Hey, I'm a huge Laverne and Shirley fan.
There's a picture of her hugging
Chris
Paul.
You know, sad to hear the news about Penny Marshall. That's one thing. But Adam Schefter reporting the death of Penny Marshall with the first part of that tweet, to me, is the strangest part of the tweet.
Corey is first up for primary complaint today. What's up, Corey?
Guys, not much. So this is really big for me, especially because I deliver to the hospital a lot. If I'm standing in the elevator and we get down to the very bottom floor, especially if the elevator is full, and your first inclination when you're standing outside the elevator is to walk inside an elevator full of people, you really need to rethink what you're doing.
It
Wait
is
for everybody
it is
to get off the elevator before you walk in.
People don't understand that. When you're getting on an elevator, wait till people get off the elevator before getting on the elevator.
It's a very basic thing.
It's very rudimentary, but people have a real hard time with it.
Everyone assumes that it's empty.
Well, I mean...
Everywhere. When the door is open, you think it's empty.
People just assuming
I'm
it's empty.
I'm coming in.
Right when that thing is cracking
open,
they can't see.
Valet elevator has arrived.
I think a lot of people, too, I've noticed will just... And I do this. I mean, I'm sitting there checking my phone constantly, but I check my phone as I'm waiting on the elevator at these hotels, and when you hear the ding, you just walk forward with you're not even thinking about it, right? You don't even look up.
It's like the coach's elevator at the stadium. They're holding it.
Yes.
You know it's empty.
Yeah. Yes. Let's go to Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hello, gentlemen.
What's up?
Hi, I'm a business guy, and from time to time I get an email from a person in a transaction I've never met nor spoken to. Let's say, for hypothetical purposes, it's Kelly Brown. Now, I'd like to address this person as Mr. or Mrs. Brown and be polite, but I can't do that because 27 years ago, their weak-kneed parent, namby-pamby parents forced me to make another phone call or flip a coin or get a magic 8-ball to figure out what gender this person is instead of calling their child Eddie or Susie.
What are you going to do? Can't fight City Hall.
Also, I'm a fan of the name Pat, I'm guessing.
So many.
Ashley,
yeah.
Ashley, I'm guessing female every time.
We have someone who calls in.
I went to high school with a guy named Ashley.
Names that who? We always, I feel like he's called in a number of times and has a very effeminate name. Cheeseburger could go either way. By the way, let's talk about Cheeseburger for a second.
Okay.
Cheeseburger calls in. First off, I meant to say this yesterday because he tweeted us something that was just so random. It was like, hey, guys, I'm going to this event this week. Any chance you can get me to go with you guys to this event 2 weeks from now? Like, the one had nothing to do with the other. It's like, here's what I'm doing right now.
And your thoughts on Florida State.
And
thanks.
Now can you take me to this other event? Anyway, Cheeseburger calls into Wake Up Zone during Monday Morning Facial. And what he does is he gives the opposite of the facial. He completely flipped the meaning of the call-in segment. Their first call of Monday Morning Facial, which is where you call in and put someone on blast. His Monday Morning Facial was for Derrick Henry's performance. The Titans, he had three. The Titans defense, and then I think something to do with Florida State that was also good. Completely, you know, some people miss the meaning of Christmas.
He panicked.
Cheeseburger missed the meaning of Monday Morning Facial.
And they've been doing that segment longer than we've been doing this segment.